Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, September 22nd, 2023. I have to say this. Unfortunately, our country here, the United States, honestly, has got to be the laughingstock of the world. It's the truth here. We face another situation where we've run out of cash. Yes, they're going to shut down the government, it looks like, unless they come to some agreement to, let's see, spend even more. Imagine my shock here. Imagine your shock. Can't stop. It's never going to stop. It's going to go on, and things are going to get worse and worse moving forward. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Anyway, it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Anyway, all right, with that said, let's talk here on this lovely pre-market report. So let's back up just a moment here. This stock market has gotten walloped since the Federal Reserve decided to vote no confidence on the U.S. economy. And with regard to the U.S. economy, we really couldn't be worse off than we are. That's the truth. But I can tell you this. It's going to get a lot worse from here as debts and deficits continue to balloon. The purchasing power of the dollar is sucked out. Not just the dollar. I'm talking about central bank issued notes around the world. The people are paying the price for it. I think it's just a matter of time, at least I believe, before people start to take to the streets. And we're just going to have to hope that actually happens, honestly, because we need a revolution. We need a freaking revolt here. Enough is enough. I think most of you would agree with me on this. Now, with regard to this issue with the debt market, I don't think it's over by a long shot. What do we know is going on? What are we hearing from more billionaire hedge fund managers? Get short the debt market. Get short the bond market here. We found out just this week, as a matter of fact, I covered it right here. Hedge funds, the biggest hedge funds on the planet are betting. They are betting right now that the debt market is going to melt down. Something that you and I have been talking about for freaking years. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so in our face. It's just frankly unbelievable here. Look, again, the phenomenon here is pretty incredible. And again, it's in our face. We have risk in this market that is skyrocketing. I don't know another way to put this here. The Manorino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI, is a breath away from 300, which is extreme risk in this market. And if you're new here, there is a link in the description of this video. You can follow risk in this market in real time. All right, it's free. I left it free for all of you so all of you can have access to this information. Information is power. You understand? I think all of you do. Anyway, so what we have here is a situation where it looks like some pretty big players, hedge funds, are betting against the debt market, or betting that the debt market is going to melt down. And there's no doubt in my mind at all that if the Fed does not intervene here and now, right now, like today, that this is going to happen. Believe me, the Federal Reserve is watching this. We also understand that this is all by design. Nothing here that we're seeing is by accident. How many of you actually think, even slightly, that the current situation with surging global economy, inflation as the economy free falls, this is just by accident? This by chance happened to happen. No, see, the writing was on the wall from the last meltdown as central banks went wild to reprop up a stock market hyperbubble, to reprop up a real estate hyperbubble, which has caused distortions beyond anyone's wildest dreams across the spectrum of asset classes. This is all deliberate. We know that. We're seeing this. But what did the Fed say the other day? Oh, they are determined. They're determined to fix inflation. Oh, really? Oh, that's because our economy is so strong that they could not raise the federal funds rate even 25 basis points. That's number one. Number two, it's just out of control here, honestly. I just, it's very difficult, honestly, I think, for all of us to get our heads around this, but it's just so obvious to see what's going on. There's no way, no way on this earth, off this earth, or anywhere else, I've said this a million times, that central banks were not very cognizant of what they were doing by inflating the debt. We've doubled the debt here in the United States in 10 years. And right now, the debt market is, well, it is showing us that there's a big problem here, and red flags across the sky with regard to that. We have, in this, the way things are unfolding, believe me, and I know you get this if you follow this blog, is just exactly what you and I have expected to see. We've outlined it here repeatedly, and this is going to go on and on and on. It's not going to stop. It's not even meant to stop. It's meant to destroy the current system, bring it to its knees, and then have our loving, caring representatives, you know, because we all have representation here in the United States and around the world. Oh, yeah, obviously I'm lying here. This is not true at all. We have no representation at all. Anyway, they're going to beg for a new system, and the central bankers around the world are going to be laughing in their back rooms here as they issue in their new central bank digital currency. I don't care what kind of legislation they're trying to put out here in the United States to prevent this. It's going to happen. And the same people, as I said yesterday, who are putting forth the legislation to block it, they're going to beg for it. And that's where we're going. It's so obvious to me. It should be obvious to you as well here. So looking at this market, as I said, it's gotten hit pretty good since the no confidence vote. And you and I called it out. We said this would happen. Remember what we said? If the Fed does not raise rates, this market is not going to like it again. If the Fed would have raised rates, if the Fed would have nudged the federal funds rate 25 basis points, this market would have took off. Okay, would have went much higher because it would have said, hey, you know what? The economy is strong. We can handle this. And they really do want to do something about inflation, which is the biggest farce on the face of the earth. You can't expect, and no one can, all right? I know there's a lot of you out here that follow economics, understand the markets, the dynamics behind it. There's no way, none, zero, that by central banks nudging rates higher, in the case of the Federal Reserve, the federal funds rate, you know, incrementally, a month after month, and then maybe a pause here or there, that this is going to stop inflation at all. All it is a guarantee that inflation is going to go much higher. Now, with regard to energy, food, forget about it. Forget about where this is going. We also understand that Russia cut off supplies of diesel to Europe. Diesel fuel is surging higher, even here in the United States. I don't know if you have a diesel vehicle. I happen to have a diesel truck. And yeah, the cost of a diesel is definitely not pretty these days. But again, but you knew this. We know energy costs are going to go much higher. We've spoken about this for many, many, many months. Food inflation is going to continue to outpace everything else. And then what they're going to do, of course, is float out the freak show to tell you. Again, they dictate your life to you, okay? You watch the mainstream propaganda. Oh, how great everything is. You're fantastic. We're rich. And people, Janet Yellen, oh, there's no sign whatsoever of an economic downturn. She doesn't see anything. And of course, there's no accountability. It's unbelievable. But this is how we have devolved. And if you think we're done here, you have no idea where we're going. This is going to get monumentally worse. So look, the premise of this video, I'm here to tell you this real quick. The sell-off in the debt market may just be getting started. We have watched this market fall under pressure since MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator 250. All right, we are near 300 right now, and unless direct intervention is taken, as I've been covering, this is going to get a lot worse faster. So let's see what happens. With regard to this market, get hit pretty good. You got stock futures, which are higher right now. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 40 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. 10-year yield, about where it was yesterday, not looking too pretty. Relative strength of the dollar, a little nudge higher today. Gold and silver catching a bid, crypto catching a bid, and crude oil getting a bid higher as well, people. Wait till you see where this is going to go. Just watch and see where crude is going to go moving forward. It's going to be epic. And I think we're all on the same page with that. All right, people, listen, I covered a lot here with you, for you. You know, this is our thing, not just my thing. If you got something out of this video, I want to hear from you. Please comment. Tell me where your head is at. Greg, you're completely wrong. Greg, you're right. I see the same things as you, or I don't. And that's okay, too. You do not have to agree with me. Understand that. I welcome people saying, Greg, you know what? You got this wrong and you got that wrong. But I want to hear an explanation why so I can learn, too. All right? Look, I'm not too old to learn a new trick. You know what I'm saying? So let me know where you see all this going here. You know what to look for. You know what to look at. I got your back. We got each other's backs, period, the end. Again, you like this video? A thumbs up would be very good. It gets the video out there. It lets it be seen. And I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the live stream. I hope to see you there. Have questions ready for me. Let's get through this. Like I said, we can't lose, in my view, because we're looking out for each other. It's just so important, all right? I'll see you later.